Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hunky Cooper, one of the great coaches for the San Diego State football team, and he joins us here right now on 97.3 The Fan. Off-season for the Aztecs, but there's no off-season anymore, Coach. You're coaching all the time, and I'm talking to both coaches right now. Coach Cooper, how are you? Thanks for coming on the program today. We're great. We're great. And how are the Aztecs? Give us a little overview of the off season.
No such thing anymore. The Aztecs.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah,
we're an extremely young team, and our senior group is really small, but we have a lot of young guys with a lot of playing time that's working their behinds off to get ready for the upcoming season. And with the schedule as it is, so we have to be ready week one to come out of the gate and ready to go. And I think our strength and conditioning staff has done a great job getting them ready mentally and physically. And now we just have to maintain them through the summer. And we get the young bucks in on next week, and we get those guys going in the right direction, and we'll be ready to roll.
Hunky, great to have you on today. Real excited to talk with you. Let's talk a little bit about what the coaching staff. You mentioned the strength and conditioning staff, and they're the ones that really handle the players this time of year. What are you and Coach Long and the rest of this focusing on right now?
We're trying to find ways we can get better. We're constantly looking at film. We meet with our guys when we get opportunity to. We come to watch them work out, see who's making progress, see who's turned the corner. And, then we're constantly looking at film. What can we do to get better? What point in every game can we fine-tune and make better decisions up? So we're just constantly trying to get better as coaches too. Coach Long runs a tight ship. Coach Jordan does a really good job, and the staff has been some changes and some turnover in the staff, but everybody's excited about what we have and the people we have, and we're looking forward to continue to do really good things and try to continue to win around here.
Yeah, it's been fantastic for all of us, I think, as a San Diego State alum myself. I mean, I have enjoyed the last 7 or 8 years as much as any, I've ever been a part of in the San Diego State football annals. I mean, it's just been tremendous. And, what you guys accomplished last year, I thought was just fantastic. I think in a lot of ways, looking back on the season, you got off to the 6-0 start. You beat Stanford. You beat Arizona State. And everybody was, you were in the top 20. But in a lot of ways, you guys were ahead of schedule, I thought, last year. And I hope that that's the case, because that means that we can maybe expect some more good things this year.
When you're dealing with 18 to 22 year olds, a lot of things can happen in a timely fashion, and a lot of things sometimes takes a while to develop. But that goes back to the previous two teams we had that won those consecutive championships. We had really, really great leadership. Our best players were the hardest workers, and we're trying to continue to build on that model. When your best players are your hardest workers, then I think you give yourself an opportunity to be successful. Our guys, they come to work every day. They go out with one goal in mind, that's to be the best possible football team, player and teammate that they can possibly be. And we have one goal in mind, And you talk about the 6-0 start and, beating a couple of Pac-12 teams. And I just think that's all really, really good stuff to build on. But we lost the two that was the most important. And I think, the Boise and the Fresno game, those are the games that we need to win. Our first goal and priority is to win conference championships and then let the chips fall where they may. And we're looking forward to another opportunity to get that Mountain West trophy back here in state.
Hey, Hunky, I know you can't talk about any recruits of committed here in the last couple of days. I was talking about them earlier, and they're two great quality players out of San Diego. But what are you guys allowed to do this time of year as far as recruiting for the 2019 guys? I know you had a passing camp here in the last couple of weeks, but how much can you guys go out to all these different passing camps and camps that are being run?
You can't really go out to passing camps. With the NCAA rules and regulations, you can go to a satellite camp where you can just watch kids, go out and compete and do certain things, but you can't go out and watch a kid at a passing league. You can't. That's against the rules. You have to be really focused on guys in your area. Every coach has an assigned area, and they try to go in there and get the top players that fit what we do. They don't have to be a four-star guy or a five-star guy. It has to be a guy, you know, I don't care if he has any stars. As long as he can come in and fit what we do, he has to be physically tough, he has to be mentally tough, and he has to be a team player. And that's how we win around here. We have tough guys that love and fit what we do. And, you know, our model, that's what works for us around here at San Diego State. So we're going to continue to try to build on that model. And as we go out and see talent across the country, how do we get them on campus now? How do we get them on campus? How do we get them believing what we're doing here? I mean, 32-9 in the last 3 years, in the top 25 every year, two of the three last Mountain West Conference championships, you know, and only six teams have won more games than us. And I think that's Clemson, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, one more, you know. But we really don't focus on that. We focus on taking them 1 week at a time and putting our best effort on the field, giving our fans a great product, and playing the type of football the San Diego State Aztecs play.
Hunky Cooper is with us, one of the coaches on Rocky Long's staff, San Diego State football team, joining us here on 97.3 The Fan. Coach, you don't have to answer this. This isn't even a question, but one of these days the NCAA's got to change all of these crazy rules so that you guys can go out and do your job. I did just too many. You guys, you spend so much time reading the rule book, I don't even know that you have a chance to really do what you want to do. Let me ask you this question. I think the fans would be interested in hearing your thoughts on this. I know that you're focused on this football team, this football program, but Rashad Penny is still part of this in a lot of ways, and he's going to go into the National Football League now, and I think a lot of people are really excited about him, and he's going to represent San Diego State to a certain extent. How do you think he's going to do? What are you looking for? What are you excited about this opportunity for him?
No doubt. I mean, I've coached some really good running backs, and DeMarco Murray, and obviously DJ. And had an opportunity to work with Rashad as a punt and kick returner, and watch him work every day. This kid is a real football player, you know. And no matter what other people say or think from different parts of the country that didn't get to see him play, this kid come to work every day. And if you look at where he was and where he's at, and where he has opportunity to go, then you know Seattle did exactly the right thing. When your quarterback is your leading rusher, and you got the leading rusher, an opportunity to get the leading rusher in the country, you go get him. He's big, he's fast, he's strong, he's physical. He has the ability to make people miss. He's good out of the backfield and run. He's good in protection, and he's a punt and kick return threat. So I see that he has an opportunity to be really, really good in Seattle, especially in that offense, and take some pressure off of Russell Wilson, and they have to beat on the edges with their receivers. So I think it's the right fit, and I think Rashad Penny will be a big-time player in the NFL for quite a while.
Hey, Hunky, I want to talk a little bit just about your playing career, and I think people that, you know, follow the Arena League, I mean, you're by far one of the greatest players that league has ever had, and you played on both sides of the ball. When you finally decided to hang it up and move in a different direction in your life and you became a coach, having played in the Arena League and playing on both sides of the ball, how did that help you in your early coaching days? And I imagine it's still helping you.
I think, you know, you go back to old throwback football, and that's what arena football was. You played the game. You know, it didn't matter what position. I was a quarterback by trade. I played quarterback in college, you know, and then I moved to receiver when I had my stint in the NFL with New Orleans, and then in Arizona, you know, for 15 years. I just think you played. In college, I played nine positions. You know, I played for Scott Linehan and Jeff Horton and Chuck Pagano and those guys. And the thing I did, I covered kicks. I was a starting quarterback, so I'd go down and drive the offense down the field, and I'd go cover kicks. And then I would be a punt returner. I was a two-time All-American as a punt returner. And then I would, you know, I played DB as well. So for me, I just played football. And that's what it was about for me. And in order to do that, you have to be durable. You have to take care of your body. And you got to be willing to sacrifice your body. And that's what I did. And I didn't think there was anything spectacular about that. I think that's the way in East Texas, that's the way we were raised to play the game. Whatever the team needs to use, you had to use it. And in transitioning that, you know, I coached in the Arena Football League, and Danny White's my mentor, you know, so I was a defensive coordinator in the Arena Football League, and had an opportunity to coach some really good quarterbacks, and Joe Germain and Jason Gesser, those guys in the Arena Football League, and then on top of that, I was a special teams coordinator. So I think my playing experience has allowed me to give perspective to the players – on all phases of the game. In the special teams phase, if you're going down as a wide receiver, you coach wide receivers, I got big guys. You know, you should be going off the edge blocking punts, or you should be going down as a gunner on a kickoff team. And nothing better than dropping back 45 yards and getting a kill shot or a blindside shot on a guy that's running 40 yards full speed. And then you're going to go back and return punts and kicks. And then, you know, you talk about down distance situations. You're able to give them all of that and from every perspective. You know, how do you attack cover two offensively? You know, what are they designed to do cover two defensively? So I can see it from every perspective, and I think that allows me to reach my players and get them to do the things they need to do conceptually.
Talk about your wide receiver crew at San Diego State. I mean, Christian Chapman, I think, is developing more and more and more as a quarterback, and obviously it's been a great running attack that you've had the last several years, but I think that everybody would like to see the wide receivers get a little more involved and make some more big plays, and I'm sure that that's what you're working towards.
You know, and that's what we're doing. We're trying to fix that room to where when you got so much one high, you have to have guys that can get vertical, and we have that in Fred Trevelyan. You have to have a guy that can win contested balls. You have to have guys that are physical in run play. And we have some big 6'4", 6'5", guys that are really talented but hadn't played a lot of football. So they're young. They're redshirt sophomores. We have one senior in that room. And from the time that I got here, we don't have a guy in that room that was here when I got here, except for a true freshman, now is a junior, Izzy Cabrera. But what we're going to, you know, with our running attack, we should be able to play action and get the ball up vertically, you know, and we will. But, you know, we're here, we run first, and the guys that come here understand that we're blue-collar guys, we go to work. We're going in, and we want to be physical in the run game, but when we get our shots, we got to take them. Our passing has increased, and like you said, with Chappie developing, and now I had a couple years to work with these guys, I think the timing and I think the trust factor will be there now, because this was wide receiver you know, and you talk about the Darnay Scotts and you go back to the Blackwells and the Colin Locketts and the Oz Hakeems, you know, we want to get back to that, you know, and the Vincent Browns, and we have guys in there with that type of frame, but they don't have that mindset or skill set yet, and we're looking forward to getting those guys back to that level of play.
Well, if they don't get back to it, then you'll just suit up again, and everything will be fine. Coach, thanks so much for the time. Great talking with you. Can't wait to see you out there at football practice and to get another season underway. We appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Likewise, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Good luck.
Coach Hunky Cooper, San Diego State football team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.